Thus hath this piteous day a blissful end. For every man and woman does his might this day in mirth and revel to dispend, till in the welkin shone the star's light. For more solemn in every man's sight this feast was, and greater of costage than was the revel of their marriage. Full many a year in high prosperity liven these two in concord and in rest, and richly his daughter married he unto a lord, one of the worthiest of all Italy, and then in peace and rest his wife's father in his court he keeps, till that the soul out of his body creeps. His son succeeded in his heritage in rest and peace after his father's day. And fortunate was eke in marriage, all put he not his wife in great assay. This world is not so strong, it is no nay, as it has been in old times yore, and hearken what this author says therefore. This story is said, not for that wives should follow Griselda as in humility, for it were importable, though they would, but for that every wight in his degree should be constant in adversity, as was Griselda. Therefore Petrarch writeth this story, which with high style he inditeth. For since a woman was so patient unto a mortal man, well more us ought receiven all in gree that God us sent. For great skill is that he prove what he wrought, but he attempteth no man that he bought. As says St. James, if you his epistle read, he proveth folk all day, it is no dread. And suffers us, as for our exercise, with sharp scourges of adversity, full often to be beat in sundry wise, not for to know our will, for certes he, ere we were born, knew our frailty, and for our best is all his governance. Let us then live in virtuous sufferance. But one word, lordings, hearken ere I go. It were full hard to find nowadays in all a town Griselda's three or two. For if that they were put in such assays, the gold of them has now so bad a lays with brass, that though the coin be fair at eye, it will rather burst a two than ply. For which here, for the wife's love of Bath, whose life and all her sect may God maintain in high mastery, and else were it scath, I will, with lusty heart, fresh and green, say you a song to gladden you, I ween. And let us stint of earnestful matter. Hearken my song that says in this manner. Griselda is dead, and eke her patience, and both at once are buried in Itale, for which I cry in open audience, no wedded man so hardy be to assail his wife's patience, in trust to find Griselda's, for in certain he shall fail. O noble wives, full of high prudence, let no humility your tongue nail, nor let no clerk have cause or diligence to write of you a story of such marvel as of Griselda's, patient and kind, lest Chichivash you swallow in her entrail. Followeth echo that holdeth no silence, but ever answereth at the contratale. Be not bedaffed for your innocence, but sharply take on you the governail. Imprinteth well this lesson in your mind, for common profit, since it may avail. You archwives standeth at defence, since you be strong as is a great camel, ne suffer not that men you do offence. And slender wives, feeble as in battle, be eager as a tiger yond in eind, aye clappeth as a mill, I you counsel. Nor dread them not. Do them no reverence, for though thy husband armed be in mail, the arrows of thy crabbed eloquence shall pierce his breast, and eke his aventail. In jealousy I read, eke thou him bind, and thou shalt make him couch as does a quail. If thou be fair, their folk be in presence, show thou thy visage and thine apparel. If thou be foul, be free of thy dispense, to get thee friends I do thy travail. Be eye of cheer, as light as leaf on lind, and let him care, and weep and wring and wail.